This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The Democrats' massive double standard when it comes to race in America and the divide that they are contributing to. They have made race a political wedge issue in this country for decades, and they have used it, sadly, to rip this country apart. Last night we showed you how President Obama, remember, he rushed to judgment, raced to conclusions before any evidence, any facts came out, any testimony came out in four particular high-profile race cases, rushed to judgment. President Obama made it a point to associate himself with groups like Black Lives Matter that chant things like, what do we want dead cops? When do we want them now? Pigs in a blanket. Fry them like bacon. President Obama even invited Black Lives Matter to his White House and praised a Black Lives Matter leader, DeRay McKesson, while completely excusing his anti-police remarks. Just take a look at a couple of McKesson's tweets. Quote, this fear for my life language is perhaps the new execution motto of America's largest gang, the police. Should someone who spews that hatred really have been invited to Obama's White House? Where was the media's outrage then? Let alone he was praised by the president at the time, President Obama. Then there's the issue of leftists destroying public property and tearing down monuments like what we saw happen in Durham, North Carolina this week. The left, they're up in arms over President Trump asking where America should draw a line when it comes to removing these monuments. Well, now look, people can agree with what they think these statues represent. You can have honest disagreement. They don't have a right to destroy property. They don't have a right to be violent because they disagree with what they stand for. We have a political process for that. And as the president said, let local municipalities decide.
What Sean Hannity brings out here is... some reasonable conversation and perspective to this whole deal. Scott and I were just talking about before we came on the air, and that is that you have the lunatic fringe. And we talked with Dr. Ann Pierce and Lance LaRusso this week about the squeeze in the middle here. And we've got the lunatic fringe on the left and right that is, it's causing brain damage to middle-of-the-road America. And this is where middle-of-the-road America needs to really get an understanding and grab a hold of what, you know, their America, their version of America is like. Because right now it's being challenged. Unfortunately, the mainstream media is all part and parcel of this because they see this as a wedge issue to make Donald Trump look bad and to, you know, fulfill their ambition from day one, which is to invalidate this presidency and get him out of office as quickly as they can, however they can, regardless of any kind of consequences. You know, they just see Donald Trump being as being president of the United States as the most dire and imminent danger that our country can face right now. Well, that's, you know, that is their opinion. And this is where, you know, we need to separate opinion from fact. And, you know, if you hold to that purview and that worldview that says Donald Trump is awful, he's the worst thing could ever happen, well, anything whatsoever that can contribute and validate that perspective, you will grab onto. You are formatted. You are like a computer that's been formatted with an operational system that says, you know, anything against Trump, I'm going to attach myself to it. And conversely, anything, you know, holding the opposite view, anything that is pro-Trump, you're going to hold to. After everything is all said and done, you know, again, I believe the president needs to hold his position of authority, not get into a long conversation about this. You know, people are shocked about what he says. And, you know, he can come back and say, hey, you really misunderstood me. I thought I was very clear about this. I don't think he's picking any sides on it. But people want to say, and because of their interpretation and their desire to invalidate Trump, they're saying that he's picking sides. I am not hearing that, ladies and gentlemen. And most people I speak with feel the same way.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
You know, every time we use this song, I think about it, what it represented back in the 60s and how it's come full cycle. And here we are once again needing to stop and question the sound that is coming out of our culture. And are we interpreting the seasons and the times and the emotions correctly? You know, this is what this cautionary warning, I believe, is all about, is that, you know, we need to think about what it is that we're trying to create, uncreate. You know, what is this all heading to? We've been talking about this all week, that you get the radical edges of our culture, you know, what the political scientists will identify as the lunatic fringe, given a lot of space here. And a lot of consideration with the mainstream media. And this is, you know, thank you very much, because they hate Trump. And they see this as, you know, one of those kind of battering rams they can use against Trump with what's being exercised out there. But I say, because I don't know, maybe I'm wired in such a way that says, what's the solution here? What are we trying to accomplish? What is the end game here? And even Donald Trump asked that the other day when he says, okay, well, today we're knocking down these statues. Do we, even so far as I think Tucker Carlson asked last night, do we change Washington, D.C., named after our first president, because he was a slaveholder? All these things are coming to question, and that's fine that it comes to question, and we're debating these issues. And the challenge that we have right now in our culture is we're debating these issues when, at times, Scott, we just seem so ill-prepared because we're disconnected from the core values of what America is all about. I say we're. I'm talking about what is on display in the media, how it's being presented right now. And I imagine some people in Main Street America are scratching their heads and going, wow, these people are crazy. You know, how unhinged are they? You know, and that they would come to this kind of conclusion and be so prepared to abandon core values and principles that has made, you know, that has contributed to America's exceptionalism and its greatness. You know, and I know some people take grave exception. They listen to Make America Great Again as some sort of dog whistle, you know, for, you know, white supremacists somehow. And, you know, that here it is, we got the rise of the South once again. But, you know, there are, again, there were issues. It's all part of the recipe. And it's okay for us to rediscover those things. And what it speaks of is our lack of understanding of history and our disconnect, you know, from history. Judge Napolitano the other night was talking about hate speech. And because some people wonder, okay, why is hate speech protected? And here's what he had to say.
With the awful events in Charlottesville, Virginia last weekend, involving white racism, involving aggressive language, involving Nazi salutes and paraphernalia, involving allegations and statements that somehow one race is better than others, the issue of hate speech has risen to the front burner. Is hate speech protected speech in America? Do you have the right to stand on a street corner and harangue a crowd on the basis of the race of the crowd? Is the most repellent speech that we hate and fear protected under the First Amendment? The answer to both questions is yes, because the First Amendment was written to protect the speech that we dislike, that we don't want to hear. And the Supreme Court has ruled on this numerous times. Here's the rule. All harmless speech is absolutely protected, and all speech is harmless when there is time for more speech to rebut it. The theory of the court is the remedy for bad speech, for hate speech, for incendiary speech, for speech that makes you want to kill the speaker, is not to silence or censor the speaker, but to challenge him with more speech, with better reasoning, because that's the history of free speech in America. If that logic had been followed in Charlottesville, we might not have seen the tragedy that we saw, where a crazy person drove a car through the crowd and an innocent young woman was killed after the police had left. Here's the significance. Because in America, the police have a duty to protect the speaker and to protect the audience, so that the speaker can speak and the audience can hear and the audience can react. But when the police leave, and the audience wants to kill the speaker, and the speaker's supporters want to attack the audience, you have violence and you have death. You also have the death of free speech. So in America, if we want to pursue happiness, we have to be able to say whatever comes to mind. Tolerance and patience will win the day, not censorship.
Well, and this is, I think he framed it in an excellent way here. Judge Napolitano, in saying that, look, we have to have some patience, and there has to be that forum where you can have the counter speech being exercised, and that's what I think is missing in large measure here in this controversy. Is there's given lots of space to the agitation, but are we balancing it out? You know, again, I'm reminded because of my biblical worldview of what the Apostle Paul had to say when he was given bad porridge. You know, the people, his associates said, "Look, there's poison here in the porridge." He says, "Well, get me the good stuff and dilute it, and dilute the bad stuff." And this is what happens in our culture, in conversation, and the things that impact the worldview of our culture, is that we have the opportunity to balance that out. So once we start editing speech, then we miss out on the ability to bring a pure conversation, a pure words and perspective to what's needed. Because if we're going to get to the solution, we need to get beyond this. And it is a process. You know, and for those of us, and I include myself in this, as I'm not a very patient person. You know, I want to get beyond this, but the problem is that it keeps coming back. You know, we talk about these, you know, these slavery issues and how people are feeling, and I'm really trying to pause and understand and hear the pain of some people, on both sides as to what's going on here. You know, what they're feeling. I mean, and I got to tell you, I wrestle personally. You've heard me. I wrestle with, Black America wanting reparations, demanding reparations. It's like, you know, the conversation starts and I got to hear them out. And honestly, it's hard for me to hear them talk about reparations. Because I think that they forget as to, you know, they forget who all was involved in civil rights in the fight against slavery. It wasn't just blacks against white. This was an ideology that was being battled out there, and we had blacks and whites on the same side. I think it's short-sighted to call for reparations because it eradicates other people's involvement.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
So the president fought back hard, as you saw in that press conference yesterday, something Steve Bannon reportedly supported wholeheartedly. And now in a brand new interview, the president's chief strategist, letting loose on critics as well, who say he is one of the reasons that racial tensions are so high in this country. A new piece from the American Prospect tonight reads in part, he dismissed the far right as irrelevant, Bannon did, and sidestepped his role in cultivating it. Ethno-nationalism is its losers. It's a fringe element, says Bannon. I think the media plays it up too much, and we got to help crush it, you know, help crush it more, he says. These guys are a collection of clowns, Bannon calls them. Here to analyze, host of Media News, host of Fox News, a Media Buzz, Howie Kurtz. Howie, good to see you tonight. The media developments on this story are so fast that we are, you know, just sort of jumping to keep up with them. And we wanted to talk to you initially about how much time was spent on this news conference last night. And we spent a fair amount of time here as well. But Bannon has been under fire. And he's clearly using his media strategically tonight to speak out.
What most people don't understand about Steve Bannon, Martha, is that he views himself as an economic nationalist, not a white nationalist, despite the media's effort to tar him with every inflammatory thing that's ever been written in his former website, Breitbart. And so part of this interview talks about his battles against Gary Cohn, the economic advisor, and what he views as sort of the globalist and his pursuit of an aggressive trade policy, which, by the way, Donald Trump's been talking about for about 30 years. Yeah. Now, in this interview, he did seem to sidestep whether the president made things worse with his remarks about the neo-Nazis and how it wasn't only their fault. They weren't the only ones engaged in violence. But I'm not surprised to see him take this stance.
Yeah.
You know, kind of, interesting when you find yourself in this position, as Donald Trump does so often, is that when he, you know, his perspective, his wiring, and what he brings to the conversation. Of course, when you are in the position of the bully pulpit that he holds right now, I think he's realizing that he may need to be a little bit more judicious about this and the things that he has said, because he's so often, it would appear, again, I think for a moment, you know, you put yourself in his shoes and say, you know, here it is, you're addressing this issue. Again, my perception was that he condemned it. The media bifurcated. They tore it apart immediately in order to create controversy instead of any kind of solution. But all this speaks of where we are, Scott, right now as a nation and as a country, that, as I started to say earlier, is that there are pent-up emotions, there are perspectives, there are things that need to be exercised here that are uncomfortable, whether we talk, you know, I mentioned reparations, other issues that I have a hard time understanding some of this because, you know, I'm not black. You know, I'm Hispanic, and, you know, was there some prejudice that was targeted towards me, you know, through my career and early years? And even, dare I say, even now, I would say yes, but, you know, not to the degree that others may have been targeted. And it's also, you know, what I chose to look at. It was like one of those things, you know, and it's kind of like that old saying, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. You know, and I don't know. I kind of ignored it, you know, because sometimes people come to me and say, don't you realize this person has this animus toward you? And I go, you know, wow, I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to, you know, have it on me to such a degree that it brings, you know, it brings me down. I'm going to let it be their problem.
Well, here's one of my biggest issues is, you know, you bring up reparations and stuff like that. As I pointed out to a friend who was very adamant about wanting reparations, I was like, well, all right, we can do that. But then all those programs that we have set up that are specifically designed to help, you know, minority races, we got to get rid of those. They got to be gone. They can't be anymore because now we're on even foot. Now we've said, okay, now we're even, right? And the problem is that, you know, after we started talking about it, he realized that, yeah, okay, so there's a lot of things that are in place right now that are designed to help people other than the white male, which is fine because for a long time we've had we treated a lot of people like pretty poorly. However, if we're talking about equality, are we going for equality or do you want special rights? Mm-hmm. Do you want to have better rights than me? Because that's something that's not equality. if we're going for equality, let's go for equality. Mm-hmm. Let's put you on the same footing as me, which is what a lot of things are designed to do. But that's not what they want. That's never good enough.
No.
They want
special. Well, that's the problem, because once you go down the road of entitlement and you go down this road, social justice, that they're appealing to, you know, then they go to the federal government to say, okay, you're going to force my neighbor to love me and respect me. Well, that's impossible. That's not what happens. There are laws in place to say, okay, look it. You may have agitated your neighbor, maybe for simple reasons, maybe because you are black or you're Hispanic, and you've agitated your neighbor because that's the way they're raised. Or maybe your neighbor is justified because, you know, you're an idiot.
Or maybe we just need to go back to a world of accountability.
Yeah, so exactly. Well, that's my
for
point.
Your own actions.
That's my point.
Yeah.
But if you sit there, but again, go back to what we've been talking about recently, and that is, what is the purpose of government? The purpose of government is to wield justice. It is not to do all these programs, you know, health care programs and Medicare and all this stuff. I mean, look what's happened. I mean, check out the evidence, what we have done, the war on poverty. You know, President Johnson does the war on poverty. We spend how many trillions of dollars in, you know, 50 plus years, and what have we done?
The war on drugs.
Yeah.
They've spent countless billions of dollars, possibly even trillions at this point. On a war on drugs, that now people are legalizing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, that was a pointless war. There's a lot of people in prison right now for marijuana. Something
right.
that most Americans don't even care about.
Right, exactly. It's Atlas Shrugged all over again. You know, you're exactly right. And, you know, again, this is all part of the process. This is what we appreciate about America that really needs to be honored and protected, the free speech issue, like Judge Napolitano was talking about.
Well, can I make one more point?
Yes, please.
And look no further than Social Security for why we shouldn't be giving the government more money.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's supposed to be a program that is there to protect us when we're older, to allow us to have some form of income. And I'm paying into it ever since I was 14 and I got my first job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to see that.
You see,
why is that acceptable?
It is not acceptable, and this is the thing that scares me, frankly, Scott, when you say that I'm not going to see that. You know, because I think of my own kids that, you know, are in the same situation. This is a Ponzi scheme that continues to go on. Everybody talks about this 800,000-pound gorilla in the room, but they don't want to talk about it. But this, again, to your point, and I agree with you, is when we look to government to answer problems that they are not designed to handle. This is not their job.
Spend our money. That's all they do.
They take it, they misappropriate it, and because most of them are attorneys, they know how to work the laws in such a way to where nobody goes to jail. But this is legalized thievery, is what they have done. And they've perpetrated on the people. But again, see, this is why we pursue the truth. Because we have been buying into so many lies, and we're so enmeshed into lies that when we want to have a reasonable conversation, we don't even know what the truth is anymore, Scott. And we're bogged down, and we trip over these landmines, whether it's Social Security and Medicare and health care and other, you know, programs that these politicians have instituted supposedly for our, you know, our interest. But, you know, you always wonder what's up their sleeve, and you find out later on it's not our interest at all. It's for them to be reelected. And, you know, but again, if we don't have a conversation about this to get this worked out, we continue just complicating the issue and perpetuating more of the same. And this is the cycle that we're in right now. And so, hey, look, I don't know what it's going to take. And every time I think that we're close to doing this, it's almost like, this body politic is so diseased that it needs to be opened up, and, you know, and there needs to be some diagnosis on it, a truthful diagnosis of just how messed up we are if we're going to arrive to a solution. But meanwhile, we got to talk about it. We got to go through the process, as Judge Napolitano says, and hopefully arrive at a workable solution here.
How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs.
up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Ken Cuccinelli joins us right now, current president of the Senate Conservatives Fund, where he is committed to helping elect the next wave of principal leaders. And I will say the Commonwealth of Virginia made a huge mistake when they did not select Ken Cuccinelli as their governor. I will say that up front so you know where I'm coming from. I have been a fan of Ken Cuccinelli. I like what he stands for. I've liked what he fought for on behalf of not only Virginia, but I would say for the United States of America. Ken Cuccinelli, welcome to Bill Martinez Live, sir.
Bill, that's very kind of you. Good morning.
Well, Ken, I got to tell you, I watched what happened with Terry McAuliffe and during that that gubernatorial run. And I applaud you. I applaud your efforts. And I was praying that the Commonwealth would come alongside. But look at experience defines preference, and they've had they've had some time to understand what a McAuliffe administration looks like. And so hopefully they will wake up and see what goes on. But meanwhile, we have all this contention. Certainly, eyes are focused on Virginia, and I'm sure, for you, this is a real heartbreak.
Oh, it most certainly is. I mean, there's nothing, you say, well, what's silver lining? I don't think there's a lot of silver lining the last weekend. It was ugly, and there's no way around it. It's terrible to see the kind of violence and destruction that was going on, and frankly, it could have been it's hard to go back and be 2020, but frankly, more aggressive approach to the problem at the outset, I think could have avoided a lot of the violence.
Well, certainly the cities that you've got nine other protests that are on the books, they're on the calendars. Certainly these cities can exercise some 2020 at the expense of Virginia and North Carolina. And, you know, lest we also forget what happened in Ferguson and Baltimore. I think we've had enough experience here to define preference, you know, but for some reason, some local municipalities still want to accommodate this kind of craziness. And then afterwards, claim some sort of innocence over it. I don't quite understand their position on this because you know every other law enforcement authority I've spoken with, Ken, have said, look at you know this was easy to understand. We could see the trajectory of this.
Oh, yeah.
Situation
yeah.
Early on.
Very straightforward formula for this. Overwhelming force at the outset. Separate the two parties. It just wasn't done. And, you know, you don't have to like what anybody's saying. That's not the point when you're the law enforcement official.
Mm-hmm.
And there was plenty to not like in terms of the content there, but your job is just public safety, right? And,
exactly.
And, the individual cops, I mean, let's be really clear. The individual cops, I think, did well on their own. The problem was how they were deployed.
Mm-hmm.
So, or not deployed, as the case may be.
Exactly.
So both were could have been done much better.
Well, Ken, we've been talking on this show is how does America move forward? It's like we're in the middle of a process here that needs to be exercised to where decency and the welfare of the United States of America can be considered here, because I believe that we've got some outside influences because of this anti-Trump sentiment that is spreading from coast to coast. Thank you very much, the mainstream media, that it's really confusing the conversation, and we've got to be able to have a reasonable conversation to where we can work through some of these issues. Obviously, they keep raising its ugly head.
Well, sure, but I mean, if you want to change America, you've got to change Washington, and that means changing the people we send there, and that's mm-hmm. one election at a time. You know,
exactly.
That's for the listeners. It's where they live, and in fact, I mean, part of the value of the Senate Conservatives Fund is because the Senate, say you're a conservative in California, you're never going to get a senator
yeah, right.
in your lifetime.
Right.
But Jim Manin set the Senate Conservatives Fund up, and we rally like-minded individuals to support good candidates. For instance, Josh Mandel in Ohio running against very liberal Sherrod Brown.
Mm.
And he's leading him in the polls. So a year and a half out, which is astonishing for a challenger.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a Senate Conservatives Fund endorsed candidate since 2016. He's running a great campaign. Well, if you're a conservative in California, there's a way for you to try to limit government. There's a mm-hmm. way for you to try to protect families, and it's to support Josh Mandel across the country. As I told people when I was running for the state Senate in Virginia, you know, if you want to fight abortion, you can do it in any Senate district in Virginia.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know,
right.
And it's true. It's true in the U.S. Senate as well. So
mm-hmm.
if what you care about is the principles and the founding principles, and you want to protect them and you want to bring them back here in the 21st century, then you can do that by getting a constitutional conservative ever elected anywhere in the country. And so we offer that opportunity through the Senate Conservatives Fund. And 2018 is going to be a blockbuster year for that.
Mm-hmm.
We do pick issues like sanctuary cities and illegal
right.
immigration. And, you know, when you and I connected up, we were going to talk about the Chicago lawsuit.
Exactly.
And that's Trump administration. Mm-hmm. Sort of the reverse of the way it's supposed to work. Suing to be able to continue to violate the law.
Yeah, right.
Chicago, you know, and we want senators who are going to fight that sort of thing. The leadership of the Republican Party in Washington, I'm not including Trump in that, I mean over in Congress, they are pro-illegal immigration, and their actions speak very loudly in that direction, and we need more senators who are going to help push back. I know the Trump administration is going to push back on the Chicago lawsuit. San Francisco joined them. And, you know, all these cities have one thing in common. They are against the rule of law. And you look at a city like Chicago, you see what happens when you're against the rule of law. You have literally violence in the streets.
Without a doubt.
And, And that's what they have. So it shouldn't surprise anybody that a city like that, I mean, talk about lousy policing. You know, the Chicago Police Department, even. I'm very pro-police, by the way.
Yeah.
And they have a long way to go. And their political leadership is not much of a help in that regard.
Well, without a doubt. When you abandon solid principles like what you're pointing to here, Ken, it's no wonder that you have chaos in the streets. You know, and it's interesting, the very same people that support sanctuary cities are the very same ones that'll tell you the immigration system is broken. So because it's broken, you're going to break it even more so?
Right, and you're going to fight efforts to actually make it work the way it's supposed to under the law,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah, there's no logic to it. The same people also want a $15 an hour minimum wage. And look, the laws of supply and demand, if you stop flooding the market, the bottom end of the market with illegal labor, wages are going to go up
mm-hmm.
for Americans willing to work. And, you know, the unemployment numbers these days are a joke. They're not worth reading. Because they're not true. They're misleading in the sense that so many people in the last decade have left the labor market. They just stopped looking for work entirely. That the unemployment numbers are artificially low. And
we can thank the previous administration for doing that because we came up with numbers that go, I mean, we've been asterisking, you know, we put asterisks on those labor numbers, you know, for the last 8-9 years, you know.
Right. That's right. And like I said, along the lines of your example, the same people who support illegal immigration, which is almost a nutty phrase,
mm-hmm.
but they support illegal immigration, also support $15 an hour minimum wages.
Yes.
Well, if you want to jack the minimum wage up within the law, just enforce immigration law. Pass the RAISE Act that Senators Cotton and Perdue advanced and that President Trump has endorsed. You know, let's go to an America-focused immigration policy.
Well, and you do this to protect those immigrants who are coming into our country. This is the missing element in this argument, Ken Cuccinelli, is that, you know, you've got sex slaves, you've got drug runners, you get people that are put into very dangerous situations because they cannot rely on local police because of these sanctuary cities that accommodate this kind of illicit behavior and the results that are perpetrated on human beings. Ken Cuccinelli on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Dear friends in Christ, the Reverend Michael Spurlock.
From the studio that brought you War Room and Miracles from Heaven comes All Saints, a new pastor's first assignment to close a struggling church.
I think God's with me.
He wants us to save this little church by making the land into a farm.
From a seed of faith grows hope.
We're back where we started.
We are not where we started. We're somewhere completely new.
All Saints, starring John Corbett, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, in theaters August 25th. For tickets and showtimes, go to allsaintsmovie.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, maybe that's what's missing here. You know, we all need to go to the lobby and have a little bit of, jujubee type of diplomacy. Maybe we can all calm down and have a conversation here. This is why we love Steve Evans to come here to kind of right the ship and, give us a little bit of emotional repose here, Steve-o. Because...
Diversion. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, where we can, all go to the movie and share some jujubes and... a little popcorn together and come out. Yeah.
In the air-conditioned theater, yeah.
Exactly.
Annabelle Creation, who knew, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
35 million.
Wow. Yeah, it's those talking dolls that'll do it to you every time.
Well, it's from the Conjuring universe. This is a spinoff of the Conjuring films, making $35 million last weekend. It was number one. They thought it was going to make about 25 or so. So they're quite pleased there, and I think we're probably going to see more from the Conjuring universe.
Yeah, they're in the red, right? They're in the black right away, right? They're on positive cash flow side.
Yeah, it's going to be a moneymaker for them. I think they've probably at least covered production costs now at this particular point. Dunkirk, this has made $153 million in this country alone. They expect it to make $500 million worldwide. Terrific film. That was number two last weekend. The Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature. People weren't going nuts for this title, I'll tell you. Only about $8.4 million last weekend. Maybe they've come to the end of the road for that particular franchise.
Well, desperate families looking for something they could do together, held this up a little bit, to rank number three, doing, about $8 million last weekend, right?
Yeah, and the theater was air-conditioned. I think that was the main selling point there. Dark Tower, that was number four. Girls Trip will break $100 million here any day now. That was number five last weekend. Well, this weekend we have some interesting films. First of all, we have a movie called The Hitman's Bodyguard. Now, this is a great cast here. We have Ryan Reynolds, Samuel L. Jackson, Gary Oldman. Here's the idea. With this film, you got the world's top protection agent, Ryan Reynolds. He's called upon to guard the life of his mortal enemy, one of the world's most notorious hitmen, Samuel L. Jackson. Thus, the title, The Hitman's Bodyguard. Now, this bodyguard and the assassin have been on the opposite end of the bullet for years, and they're thrown together for an outrageous 24 hours. And during their raucous and hilarious adventure, according to the press release, they travel from England to The Hague. They encounter high-speed car chases, outlandish boat escapades, and a merciless Eastern European dictator played by Gary Oldman, who is out for blood. And you also said Salma Hayek in here as a love interest. She plays Jackson's equally notorious wife. It's called The Hitman's Bodyguard. 47% recommending. You know, here's what one critic is saying. He's saying that, hey, look, if you've ever seen a movie produced between 1983 and 1991, you know exactly what happens in this one. Out this weekend, Hitman's Bodyguard. And then another movie. You remember Steven Soderbergh, the director? He's the guy who gave us Sex, Lies, and Videotape years ago. Aaron Brockovich, a movie called Traffic. He was the guy behind the Ocean's 11 films.
Exactly.
Yeah, in 2013, he took a hiatus. He decided he wanted to go off and learn how to paint and basically just forget the film business for a while. Mm-hmm. That was in 2013. Well, this movie marks his return. Logan Lucky, it's called. A lot of people are excited because it does mark the return of director Steven Soderbergh. 92% of the critics are recommending this thing. It's kind of interesting. This is starring Channing Tatum and Adam Driver. They play a couple of brothers, Jimmy and Clyde. They're out to try to reverse a family curse. They set out to stage this elaborate robbery during the legendary Coca-Cola 600 race at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Now, this looks like it's kind of Ocean's 11 for the stock car set, and instead of robbing a casino, they're going to rob this Charlotte Motor Speedway. 92% are recommending. The trailer looks terrific. I think I'm going to check it out this weekend. It's called Logan Lucky, and it probably will be number one this weekend.
Yeah, a lot of pressure on him, and this better be good. I mean, all this time off, I mean, you know, being warm and fuzzy with the right side of your brain, you know, doing art and everything, you come back, and you better make sure this doesn't end up like a turkey or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. I love these guys, you know, these high-profile guys who take off and they go off to the south of France to learn to paint. That sounds like so much fun. I don't know why.
I mean, either that or you could go out and learn to be an auctioneer or something, you know, something really significant.
That's another direction you could take. That's true. One of those things that you do and people wonder why.
Hey, by the way, sidebar here. I was thinking about you the other day because I was listening to ESPN was broadcasting or at least sending out some clips on the auctioning of, the football players. The
memorabilia?
Not memorabilia. I'm talking about the fantasy teams, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they're auctioning them off. I mean, Steve-O could do this, and auctioning off these players. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh! In the midst of all this controversy of Black Lives Matter and what have you, and you got black players being auctioned off for $35, and Tom Brady, the perennial white guy quarterback, only made it to $20. I mean, what does that tell you?
Well, the marketplace, that's what it tells you.
I know, but it was impressive. I was impressive. I'm hearing the auctioneers, and who would have thought, for fantasy football that you got auctioneers, and I'm thinking, where's Steve-O? Steve-O could be there.
I'll have to check that out online.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
That could be another direction I might take. There you go.
Okay, but I digress. Okay, back to point. Sorry.
Back to point. We have a movie here called Shot Caller starring Nikolaj Coster-Waldau. He's a Danish actor. This is getting great reviews, and it does look interesting. It looks like a rough film. It's called Shot Caller, and it's about the journey of a successful businessman, Jacob Harlan, played by Nikolaj Coster-Waldau, who's transformed into this character called Money, a stoic, ruthless prison gangster. This happens after he gets this DUI. It sends him down the rabbit hole of the American prison system. And he's there as a businessman, but now he has to navigate the brutality of his new home. He has to adapt to the violent codes and ethics and rites of passage that will at least ensure his survival. And he slowly loses his previous identity and his relationship to his former life, including his wife and son. And the grip of his new family, this prison gang, extends beyond the prison walls even after he is released. He's now chased by law enforcement, threatened by his incarcerated protectors, and he must orchestrate one last dangerous crime. But all is not what it seems. The ruthless process of fulfilling his obligations also becomes his path to sacrifice, retribution, and self-definition. It's called The Shot Caller. And it's 89% of the critics are recommending this. You might want to check it out this weekend. Check out the trailer at least. Another movie here called Patty Cakes, which we talked about a while back. This is getting a wide release. This is centered on the aspiring rapper known as Patty Cakes. Now, this is a coming-of-age story straight out of Jersey. Mm-hmm. He got this unlikely rapper. She finds her voice as a one-of-a-kind hip-hop legend in the making. It's a first feature film from a commercial and music video director, Jeremy Jasper, and it's set in the strip mall suburbia, and it chronicles this underdog's quest for fame and glory. It really looks good. 69% recommending this movie called Patty Cakes. Another film that was big at Sundance this year is called Lemon. I love these films where a guy's life just goes down.
That's what kind of makes you feel better about your own life every once in a while by comparison.
This is about unraveling, as they say. This is Isaac Lockman. He's seen better days. He's an actor, but his career is tanking. His colleagues are succeeding, and he's going nowhere. He's got a blind girlfriend of 10 years. She plans to leave him, and his own family singles him out as a constant disappointment at their latest reunion. And as he takes a chance at a new romance, he struggles to define his place in the world in this world which is seemingly turned against him. This film questions what it means to truly unravel. 67% recommending a movie called Lemon. And then another film, which is the biggest Sundance this year, it won the award, an award up there. It's called Marjorie Prime. It has a great cast. We have John Hamm, Gina Davis, Tim Robbins, and the great Lois Smith in this one. This is about a service that provides holographic recreations of deceased loved ones. And this allows a man to come face-to-face with the younger version of his late father-in-law. Sounds a little convoluted.
Yeah.
It's a wild film with a great cast. Big at Sundance, 87% recommending Marjorie Prime. And then, you know, I love these films, these documentaries about these old blues men, you know, down in the Mississippi Delta.
Yes.
And there's one out there this weekend called Sidemen, The Long Road to Glory. And this is an intimate look at the incredible lives and legacies of piano player Pine Top Perkins.
Oh, you know that.
Drummer Willie Big Eyes Smith and guitarist Herbert Solman. These were sidemen for Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf. And this looks really good. I mean, it has also appearances by people like Bonnie Raitt and Greg Allman and Johnny Winter, all talking about the importance of sidemen and what these guys were all about. Sidemen, The Long Road to Glory.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I'm like you. I love history, especially with music, and you go in and you just, you know, and you see the influences of, you know, that these musicians had on other players. It is powerful. Plus, anytime you're around Muddy Waters, I mean, come on. How much better can you get, huh?
They lived such interesting lives because they just didn't make any money, for one thing.
Yeah.
Just kind of traveled from town to town down south, just playing these small little gigs. And every once in a while, they'd run across somebody who wanted to record them, and they'd rent this hotel room and set up the recording. That's how they do it. You know, recording gear and lay down these tracks. It's just an interesting film.
Yeah.
And then proving, I guess, you can make a movie about anything. We have a movie here called California Typewriter. And this is a documentary portrait of artists and writers and collectors who remain steadfastly loyal to the typewriter as a tool as a muse as well. This is featuring people like Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks.
Really? Wow.
Big typewriter collection. And John Mayer is in this, and also David McCullough, the author, who only likes to write on typewriters. And they're talking about
Did you bronze your first typewriter?
Who knows where it is, Mike?
Well, we got to call it a wrap right there. Steve Evans on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Steve-O.
Having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
It's a no-brainer.